Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Come January 1st, we'll be calling him Mayor Mamdani. 34-year-old Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani has made history as the youngest person and the first Muslim to lead New York City. He won the race with just over 50% of the vote, compared to just over 41% for Andrew Cuomo, around 7% for Curtis Sliwa. Our Amanda Alexander in the 1010 Winds newsroom with more.
The energy electric at Zohran Mamdani's headquarters.
I'm just so proud that he's our mayor.
That was incredible.
Amazing.
We love Mamdani.
The mayor-elect secured over a million votes in the race. He then thanks New Yorkers in a speech.
To every New Yorker, whether you voted for me, for one of my opponents, or felt too disappointed by politics to vote at all, thank you for the opportunity to prove myself worthy of your trust.
Mamdani also addressing President Trump in just four words.
Turn the volume up.
The president posting cryptically on Truth Social, quote, "And so it begins." Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the newsroom.
In his concession speech, former Governor Andrew Cuomo called the race the right fight to have waged.
He called his campaign one of unity for the future of the city and the country.
Because we fought our hearts out and we left it all on the field.
This supporter says the mayoral race is a warning.
I hope people wake up to do something about the DSA for the next mayoral election in 4 years and for the rest of the country.
But that remains to be seen. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Republican Curtis Sliwa with this warning for the mayor-elect.
If you try to implement socialism, if you try to render our police weak and impotent, if you forsake the people's public safety, we're not only organizing, but we are mobilizing, and we will become the mayor-elect and his supporters' worst enemies.
While the gap closed in the final days of the campaign, New York Law School political analyst Ben Max tells 1010 Winds the Mamdani campaign did a good job of staving off Cuomo in particular.
He expanded his map, brought in more voters who had stuck with Andrew Cuomo in the primary, like many black voters in the city who moved to Mamdani. And so he's going to enter office in City Hall with a very big to-do list and a lot of wind at his back, but a lot of challenges.
Including needing Albany to get much of his affordability agenda done, as well as any challenges that come from President Trump, who has threatened to both cut funding to New York and send in the National Guard to help fight crime. As for what's next, Mayor Adams took to X to talk about that.
My team is going to put together transition documents and information to allow you to assemble your team and get prepared to govern the city. One of the most difficult jobs, but is truly the greatest job on the globe, being the mayor of the city of New York.
In other local races, Jumaane Williams, re-elected public advocate Alvin Bragg, returns as Manhattan DA. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine will be the new city comptroller. Brad Hoylman Siegel, the new Manhattan Borough President. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson retains that post, as does Antonio Reynoso in Brooklyn, Donovan Richards in Queens, and Vito Fisella in Staten Island. There were a number of proposals on the ballot on which Mamdani did not take a stand ahead of the vote.
The city council has less power than it did yesterday when it comes to approving affordable housing projects. There will now be a three-person affordable housing appeals board. The mayor, council speaker, and borough president, they'll be able to reverse council decisions involving many mixed-income proposals. The city council will also no longer vote on mixed-income developments financed by the city in certain districts with the least amount of housing, speeding up approval. An unrelated ballot question, which was rejected, proposed moving mayoral elections to the same year as presidential elections. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
On Long Island, Bruce Blakeman was reelected as Nassau County Executive and incumbent Ann Donnelly for District Attorney. Republican Patrick Mullaney is ahead of Petros Kromidas for a seat on the Nassau County Legislature. Kromidas, you'll remember, is still on the ballot, despite being missing since April, when it's believed he drowned while training for a triathlon. A couple of governor's races were making big headlines, one across the Hudson, where despite what looked like it would be a photo finish, it was a clear victory for Democrat Mikey Sherrill in the race against Republican Jack Cittarelli.
This was a tough, hard-fought race getting national attention that turned out in the end to not be very close.
Moments ago, I called and congratulated Mikey Sherrill and gave her my very best wishes.
Republican Jack Cittarelli conceding, and now Mikey Sherrill is Jersey's 57th governor.
And this is a tough state, but I know you, New Jersey. And I love you.
Barry from Washington Township welcomes the Sherrill victory.
So I did vote for Mikey Sherrill. I feel that she'll be better for New Jersey. I like her views better, and I like her policies better.
And Mikey Sherrill's already getting right to it. She'll be meeting with Governor Murphy in Trenton later this morning to begin the transition. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Paramus.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.